Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I am the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Big trust, woo-woo, almost forgot. Chris Bisignano. Chris, you know, we're kind of in the dead zone. It's like every other sport is making news right now. We're just waiting for free agency very patiently, like good little boys, I guess. We got the draft coming up, free agency first, though. And that seems to be what everybody wants to talk about, man.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, Jerry, before we get to it, is the venom coming out of baseball players a little surprising, the way they're talking about the Astros?
I think Cody Bellinger might be my favorite player in the league right now.
Bellinger? You got to hear Nick Markakis today.
Wow. Well, what'd he say?
And Mike Trout. Markakis ripped the Astros apart, and then he ripped Manfred apart.
I might have heard. Oh, about the trophy being tin or something.
That was Judge. No, wait a minute. That was
I forget who that
maybe
was.
Maybe it was Markakis. I saw Judge. Judge took a shot at him today.
Nice.
But man, before we get to the football, I did not expect this reaction, Jerry, from other players. I didn't expect it. And man, it's going to be one interesting year for the Astros going on the road.
I don't know if it was right or wrong. I don't know if it. I mean, I should say I don't know if it was true, but I think the over under somebody put out there of Astros getting hit this year was like 83.
Yeah, I saw that in Vegas, right, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jerry, just quickly before we get into the Giants, of course, he was a 17. They were suspected of cheating, right?
Right.
In 18, the one team they lost, they got whipped up by, was by the Red Sox and right. Alex Cora. So a lot of people are saying, well, they couldn't cheat against Boston because Cora was one of the architects of the cheating.
Right.
So they couldn't do it against Boston, and there's the one team that whipped up on them.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Happened last year, they beat the Yankees again with the cheating. Don't think they stopped cheating last year, please. Give me a break.
Yeah, right.
You know, and then they lose in the World Series in 7 games and all that. But it's pretty funny that the one guy who knew about their act in the last 3 years right. was the one team that whipped up on them, you know?
Yeah.
Like that kind of level of field. But anyway, the more I read about guys, you know, the Yankees are pretty pissed. There's other guys really pissed. Boy, I tell you, it's taking me by surprise, man. It really is.
It's taken over the sports world, too. I mean, there's nothing, you know, look, you have to be a big basketball fan and a big hockey fan to be into those sports, I think.
Right.
Especially in New York, the Knicks have been irrelevant forever. The Rangers teetering on, you know, will they trade or whatever, and you know, how much more invested they're going to be in this year before they drop some assets. So it's like, all right, well, what's going on? Well, we're waiting for NFL free agency, so now we have this Astros thing. And it's fun to watch from afar. Like, I admit, man, you're a bigger baseball fan than me. Baseball's third on my list, but this is it's interesting to watch, and I kind of laugh about it. Like, I'm with you, and what's his name? Bryant said the same thing you did. Like, I almost think this is worse than steroids. He said, you know, when you're on steroids, you still got to hit the ball. You don't know what's coming. If you know what's coming, it changes everything. So anyway.
So anyway, I just found that interesting reading, you know, looking – at social media and look and read and hearing some of these guys' comments, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
And Aaron Judge is one of the nicest guys going, and he has some venom in his eyes today. You know?
Yeah.
So it's gonna be it's gonna be pretty interesting. But getting to the Giants, Jerry, we're now what's today, bud? Tuesday. We are a week away from the franchise tags, right?
Right.
We don't expect anybody on the Giants. I expect, Jerry, the next week. Ogletree, Ellison, Kareem Martin. As a matter of fact, I don't even know why Kareem Martin is still on his roster right now. And Antoine Bethea to be released.
You know, fans were asking that, like, why aren't they cutting guys now? And I was sitting here laying down thinking about it. Like, I'm about to go to sleep the other night.
Right.
And it was almost like keeping me up. I'm like, it's such a good question. And the only thing I could come up with is, what if some unknown travesty happens to players and this is all we have? I don't know. Like, I literally couldn't come up with it.
It's coming, Jerry.
I know, right. So I don't know. I get the person's question. Like, why wouldn't they do it now? I have no idea.
Well, you know, you see teams are doing it now. There's no rush to do it now. You know, they'll start doing it, you know, next week. You see every day you see somebody getting released. So today I read that Nigel Bradham of the Eagles looks like he's going to get cut, you know?
I can't stand him.
So there's a lot of, you know, stuff going on. Don't forget, there's a new head coach there. And he's looking at everything that's happened, right?
Yeah.
All 16 games, you know, they sit down with Dave Gettleman and, you know, what's our best course of action? If we release this guy, what are we doing here? You know, all that. So there's a lot to go over. It's not like it's a coach that's coming back, right?
Right.
So I fully expect that. I know a lot of people are asking Jerry about Nate Solder. I do not need Solder to be released at all.
Yeah, I mean,
right? Now, will he rework some things with the numbers in the contract because he's a 19.5 hit this year? Yeah, I could see that doing something here, maybe cutting down that number a little bit. And if he's released, they save 6.5, so that's a huge dead cap hit, you know?
Yeah.
And Zion, you know, now listen, we'll get into it a little bit now because free agency is a month away, right?
Yep.
And a lot of people are wondering, well, what are they going to do? Are they going to go after a Jack Conklin, right?
Right.
Jerry, I'm thinking about it today, man, and I know it's only 1 year. So this will be Solder's last year as a Giant. Next year, they say 14 on the cap, you know?
Yeah.
If it gets released. So I expect this will be Solder's last year. If they go out and jump on a Jack Conklin, you're looking at what, 17, 18, whatever it's going to be, right?
Yeah.
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
You're talking about next year. Now, I know it's only 1 year, but you're talking between Zion's 12.5, you're looking at over $40 million on three players on the offensive line alone. Will that happen, baby? It's only 1 year because then Solder's going to be gone, you know?
Right.
And, you know, so I found that interesting. Now, we'll see what they're going to do because that's a lot of money, dude, for three guys, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's a nice perspective to add to this because are you going to, you know, if you get Jack Conklin, are your problems solved? No, right? I mean, you still need to improve left tackle play unless Nate Solder comes back better than ever. Like you said, it's a lot to spend. You know, 60% of your line is going to be tied up in a lot of money, and it's going to be an average to hopefully above average offensive line.
And you still need a center.
Right. Right.
Oh,
right.
Do they make a heavy run at a Jack Conklin and say, okay, we got our right tackle for a few years, but you still, like you said, Jerry, next year, you're still going to need a left. Now, what happens, Jerry,
yeah,
if they do that and then Solder is even worse than last year?
Right.
Now you have a huge problem. I mean, you could try to Gates thing and whatever you, but right now you got a huge problem, right? At left tackle.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see how they approach this, or they just, you know, take a tackle fourth overall, a fifth or a sixth, whatever.
Yeah, and this is what I get schizophrenic, general, right? We just talked about, like, literally just before we started recording, it was, man, I don't know what they're going to do. I was thinking offense, but now the defense lost them so many games last year. And everything you've just said points to, yeah, they have to take a tackle at four. It's so funny, man. It could go either way.
That's why this time of year is great, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're sitting there next to Gettleman as he's going over with his lieutenants what they're going to do, you don't really know. I know a lot of people, oh, they might look at this guy. You know, you don't know, okay?
Right.
Now, let's flip the coin a little bit, Jerry Foley.
Yes.
Like you just said, the defense has been a problem the last few years. The last time we had a somewhat good deal was 2016, right?
And look what happened. They went to the playoffs.
Now, listen, they also, you know, they feasted on some backup quarterbacks that year, but it was a pretty good day, right? They spent a lot of money in the offseason.
Yep.
They brought in some talent, and it was a pretty good day, and it took them to the playoffs and all that, right?
Yep.
And then from there, they've been nothing but it's been bad. And they feasted on some bad quarterbacks in 2016. I mean, it was a good day, but, you know, it took them to the playoffs and all that, right? Okay. Yep. The defense has been horrific. I hate to say horrific, but not good the last few years. They blew numerous games in Pat Shermer's first year, 2018.
Right? Yep.
So you look at that, Jerry, and you say, okay, if we get it, listen, the offensive line has to be improved. No question about it. I understand that. But what do we talk about so much? Impact players on the defensive side of the ball. They don't have any.
Well, if you look at 16, right?
Right.
You had that spending spree of Jenkins, Harrison, and Olivier Vernon, which was probably Olivier Vernon's best year as a pro. But then you look at that was the year that Landon Collins really came into his own and was arguably the best defensive player in football that year, right? I mean, they gave it to Khalil Mack, but it's one of those things where you don't get that award until you do it 2 years in a row. And he was the best player, and I thought he was best defensive player in football that year. You had Cromartie on the other side, who was an absolutely incredible – I thought he was a great – slot corner, really. I mean, you could play the outside or the slot. And then you had Eli Apple, who actually was good his rookie year. So in addition to the spending spree, you had guys that were coming into their own or more than solid, kind of helping out too.
Yeah. So you look at it, like, what does Gettleman do with the fourth, fifth, sixth pick, whatever it might be, the trades down, whatever it might be. And you say to yourself, okay, yeah, we need that offensive lineman. Don't get me wrong. But we need that impact guy on defense, man. Because what did Gettleman talk about in his end of the season presser? Do you remember, Jerry? It was about the defense, dude.
Yeah.
He was not happy with the defense. You remember?
Yep.
He blamed a lot of Sherman's failures. You could tell, you know, getting to know Gettleman, he blamed a lot on, hey, we couldn't get stops when we needed him.
Yep.
There's no impact guys on this defense. So what I'm saying is that, Jerry, we have a lot more time to get, you know, to delve into this draft crap. But when that pick comes up and Isaiah Simmons is there, don't think automatically, oh, they're going to get one of those big tackles, because defense is a priority too, dude. They need some guys, playmakers on defense, and Isaiah Simmons is a playmaker.
So doesn't that lend itself to, if the Raiders were to offer 12 and 18 and a third for the fourth, that you take it because of so much of what you need? I'm not saying you're going to get Isaiah Simmons at 12, but you could probably get one of those four tackles that they're talking about, right? You're not going to get Andrew Thomas, but there's the kid Becton, there's Wirfs, there's the other kid from Alabama, I'm forgetting his name. They're not going to go by 10, right? Especially with the quarterbacks going. And then you have a Chaseon, who I admit it, I love the kid from LSU, that you could probably grab at 18. Like, when you say that stuff, I agree with you. That just lends itself to, man, if we get an offer like that, we really, I think that's such the smart move. I mean, unless you are in
love. The drop down to 12?
Well, if you get 18 as well. If you get 12 and 18.
No, you're going to have to get two. Yeah.
Yeah, if you get 12 and 19 for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. If you got 12 and 19 and then maybe their third rounder, I think this is the perfect year to do it. I mean, if you look at the other teams in the first round, you have the Dolphins at 5. Then you've got the Dolphins at 18, and then you have them at 26, right? I don't think they're going to give up three picks to move up one to grab their quarterback if right. You know, we're there. But it's going to be a scenario like that. Like, maybe they trade their fifth and 26th for the fourth. I don't know. I don't know what they're willing to give up to move up one. But I know that there's talk now that the Detroit Lions may be trading Stafford.
And then, Slate. Oh, Matthew Stafford now?
Oh, cool. No, there's talk about Stafford now as well.
Wow. Really?
So ooh. If they take a quarterback, and I'm not stating anything too obvious here, but it's almost like that number four pick is so valuable to anybody who wants Herbert or Tua, depending on who the Lions take. So, man, I'm just – look, we haven't gotten through free agency yet, but I am ecstatic about the draft, man.
Yeah. Now, Jerry, if Gettleman's going into this draft saying, I want Isaiah Simmons, I need an impact guy that could play weak side, safety if I need him, yeah. Throw him on the edge if I need him. You know what I mean? Because he's that type of play. He plays all over.
Corner.
You know? Right? He don't laugh. He's played corner.
I know. Okay.
So now, obviously, they'll look at it as Chase Young is number one, and then Isaiah Simmons is number two in his draft, defensive-wise, right?
Yeah.
So, Jerry, if that's his philosophy, then he's not going to go down to 12 because he's not going to get Isaiah Simmons there.
Right, you know? You're right. And he may be looking at Simmons the way he looked at Barkley.
Jerry, exactly. Right. Exactly. He might look at him and say, well, you know what? We have impact guys on offense. Well, we have an impact kid with Barkley. I need this impact kid on defense because this defense has blown games.
Yeah, he may say, I'm not playing games with trying to trade down and get my guy.
Right, Jerry. Right. So that's why I don't see that. But I don't know what Gettleman's thinking. We won't know until, you know, to draft night, right?
The only way would be to trade to 5, because if the Dolphins trade with you, they're taking a quarterback, right?
Right. You could go a couple down because those teams are going to be going quarterback, Jerry.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But listen, dude, we can't have enough. This is the 25th ranked defense, 24th ranked defense last few years. This crap's got to stop, dude. You got to get into the top 15 here.
Yeah, you do.
We're not Kansas City Chiefs where we have a guy like Mahomes in an offense where you could finish 25th or 26th and still go to the Super Bowl, although Spags' defense played well towards the second half of the year, don't get me wrong, and in the playoffs, right?
Right.
But the point is they finished, what, 25th, I think, or 24th, whatever the hell
they finished. In the mid to late 20s.
Right. But they also have Mahomes and Andy Reid in the offense,
yeah.
All right? The Giants are not there. Okay, so we got to get this defense in the top 15 now. We got to improve, man. We need some impact guys. So what I'm saying, Jerry, is yeah, you need that, you know, kid on the offensive line. But you know what, Jerry? You need that defensive impact kid too, man.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what Gettleman does, man. Because to me, Jerry, if you don't improve this defense, you could have the offensive tackles – all in, you know, but you're still gonna, you know, it's still gonna be tough to win games when you're giving up 26 points a game. You understand what I'm getting at, Jerry?
Dude, I'm not gonna be mad if we get Isaiah Simmons at four. Like I said, there's so many scenarios they can go that I won't be aggravated like last year where I'm leaving the draft and walking over bridges and which turned out to be stupid because I love Daniel Jones now. But there's so many scenarios they can go this year where I say, all right, great, I'm fine with it. And if they stay at four and take Simmons, I'm not going to be angry. I just – all the tackles that are there, you just wonder if they can – I don't know. It depends on how much they like Simmons. Are they going to just pick him at four or maybe trade back, take one of those tackles, then get another what they consider impact guy somehow in the first round? I don't know.
Well, Jerry, here's going to be one telltale sign. It's going to be let's see how aggressive they are in free agency next month.
Right.
Like, you know, maybe they don't land at Jack Conklin or something, but if you're reading about how they're going after him big time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And they just don't let – because, listen, you could go after a guy big time and he just don't get the number. Or somebody else comes in and gives him bigger numbers, right?
Right.
Jerry?
Yeah.
So that would be like a little bit of a sign like, okay, they went after that tackle, right? And then that – you know what that means? That means they're thinking about drafting this Simmons kid in the first round.
Right.
Because I don't see them, Jerry, landing a tackle in free agency, right? And then drafting another one. I see them going defense if they do that. And they'll deal with Sola and the free agent right tackle. And then you got the Gates kid behind them. And then you got Zeitler, you know, Hernandez, and they'll deal with the center position. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, it's a little impromptu here. We didn't plan on doing this, but I'm going to read some guys to you, and I want to see how interested you are in them as free agents. Ready?
All right. What position?
Offensive line.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Andrew Whitworth.
Nah, he's too old now.
Anthony Costanzo.
And if he comes back, he's going back to the Rams if he's re-signed. Go ahead.
Anthony Costanzo.
Listen, he's the problem with Costanzo, he's 32, but he's played pretty well, man. He had a good year, left tackle, yeah.
I'm not going to read them all, but I'll read a few more.
But sold this day, and I don't think he's going anywhere, Joe. That's why I know with Costanzo. Go ahead.
I'm going to read a few more and see what you think. Ryan Khalil.
No.
Kelvin Beachum, no. Brian Bulaga.
Yes, I do like Bulaga, you know.
Darrell Williams.
I don't like his year last year.
Yeah, right.
He really hasn't been the same since that injury, you know? No. But would it shock you? That's a Gettleman connection.
Yeah, it is.
Go ahead.
Brandon Scherff. Now, he's a guard, so he's not really a need.
Yeah, I'm looking at guards, yeah.
Spencer Long, center.
No, Jerry.
All right, so the last one, I'm not going to read them all. So then
I don't like him at all. Jerry, the two centers I would consider would be Ted Karras from the Patriots and I'm sorry, there's one more. I'm drawing a blank. No, not AQ Shipley.
Bergstrom. I'm just reading him off now.
McGovern from the Broncos. Okay. The only one I would kind of like consider, you know, over there. But we'll see. Listen, Carlos has got the Patriot connection. If Belichick doesn't sign up there, who knows? But
yeah. You
can't go crazy. I mean, we'll see, man. You know what I mean? He's not going to be a big money guy. But
so,
Jerry,
yeah.
Will tell a lot who they're really going to go after. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the other one was Jack Conklin. So
Well, we talked about Conklin. So
yeah.
That's a lot of money, dude, in 2020 for three players on the offensive line. A lot of money.
And then you're talking about re-signing Leonard Williams, maybe Marcus Golden right away, dude. Yeah, you know, okay, that $80 million shrunk to about $20 million or $25 million or $30 million, you know, it's around there. So they're going to have to be, like we said, selective. It's going to be very interesting to see what they do, like we said, with Leonard Williams, with Golden. Who are we re-signing? Which one? Maybe are we doing both? I don't think so. And then if we bring in a right tackle like Conklin, how much are we giving him? And then, like you said, if we do that, you know, what are we doing on with the number four pick? So it's really intriguing, man. It really is, to understand what their plan is.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes this time of year so interesting, right?
Yeah.
And they have a lot of holding. But, Jerry, they got to get some guys on defense that are making plays, brother. You know, I'm talking impact guys, man.
Yeah, so. And you want to get them in, you know, you'd rather get them through the draft or free agency or what?
Oh, I don't care. Either way, Jerry, you know, either way. But I'd rather have a young draft pick that's not going to be costing a whole lot of money, right?
Yeah. I mean, so, here's another thing. If they could somehow get back into the first round, like you have to think, like, would Delpit be on the board for them at safety? Like, you know, you're talking about impact players, right? Then you can move Julian Love to the slot. You have your free safety ball hawk and you pick up Simmons. It's like, wow, this defense looks a hell of a lot better. And then if you bring in, you know, the one of the middle linebackers that you like, Littleton, in free agency, it's like, holy crap. Like, this is almost instant defense. So it's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, it's just so many scenarios. Jerry, like we said, we're not going to be upset if they went with a tackle, right?
Right.
With the number one pick, and we're not going to be upset if they went with the defensive player with the number one pick, you know?
I do not want Jerry Jeudy or the other wide receiver. I don't want a skill position player at four. I mean, anybody who's mocking that, it's like, you're like, I'll bet you any amount of money that that's not going to happen, because if Gettleman does that, he'll be fired. I mean, come on, skill position? Give me a break, guys.
No, I mean, that's not a priority right now.
But
right?
Some mock drafts have them taking a wide out. It's like, you're not paying attention.
Nah, I do not. And Gettleman's not a wide out guy. He builds from the inside out, and the Giants need help from the inside out, right?
Yep.
Is wide receiver a priority right now for the Giants? No.
No.
It's not a priority, you know?
Right.
Like, certain teams, they need a wide receiver bad. The Giants do not need a wide receiver. It's not. The Giants need help up front. They impact players on defense, right?
Yep.
So I wouldn't even consider that. I mean, that would be a shocker if that ever happened, right?
Yep.
So, listen, they need a slot guy, Jerry, on defense. You know, there's some guys out there that are slot guys, you know?
Yeah.
They need a slot guy bad, unless Love. Listen, Jerry, the first OTA I am at is going to be great. Why? Not because football's starting up again and I'm watching football again, but because we're going to see where they line up these guys, right?
And you're going to get your chance to tell Joe Judge, hey, try him in the slot.
Right, and I get to yell at Judge, you know. No, but all kidding aside, you know, we'll see with Graham and Judge what they're thinking. And that's what they do. You know, you see them lined up, and we'll see what a guy like Love is, and we'll see what that free safety and all that, right?
Yeah.
So that will tell a lot too, man. But it's going to be fascinating, Jerry, what they do at draft time. And I expect these guys to be released within the next week or so to free up some more cap room, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Jerry, you know, you have until March 18th, free agency, you know, Anybody else, Jerry, that you think besides Ogletree, Ellison, Martin, Bethea, do you think there's any surprise guys getting released, you know, that might get launched in the next couple of weeks?
It's hard to say. I mean, we covered all of them, right? There's Ellison, you said Ellison, right?
Yeah.
Bethea. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be surprised when they're going to cut Russell Shepard. Corey Coleman, I think, would be a surprise if they signed him, to be honest with you, after the ACL injury. As far as surprise cuts, the only ones you can think of are Solder, but it's too much cap money. I don't think so, man.
Yeah, that's it, right? I thought I was missing somebody. Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be, like, Mike Remmers, they just won't re-sign.
Well, he's not. Yeah, he doesn't have a contract. Yeah.
Right, but I'm sorry. So letting guys walk versus cutting. Yeah, that's a good point.
No, I'm talking about guys on the contract.
Yeah.
Like the guys I just mentioned, you know?
Yeah, I don't see any surprises, like when Reese took over and he cut Pettigrew. I remember it's Pettigrew, LeVar Arrington, and Carlos Emmons, like day one. We're like, holy crap, man. And then who's our left tackle? Oh, David Deal. Like, nothing like that, no.
Right. I mean, I guess the only one, Jerry, right now that's left would be Nate Solder, but that would be like a little bit of a surprise, right?
It would be a huge surprise because of the cap.
But the cap, yeah, right.
But like money, like talent, like if they cut him, I'd say, wow, they really don't believe in him. But it would be a surprise because of the dead cap money. Sure.
Right. So that would be, and they just got out of dead cap hell, you know. Yeah. And I don't think they want to start going back in it right away by taking a $13 million dead cap hit, you know. So, yeah, so it's going to be, listen, Jerry, I expect them to come trickling in these cuts now. And next week, nobody's going to get tagged, right, on this team.
No.
And
no,
you know,
no one will get franchise Chris or transitioned.
Right. I'm sorry. That's what I mean by tag. Well, I always just assume franchise.
I know. I know. I was just saying.
Oh, you're breaking my balls. I don't even consider the other one. But I don't expect transition. No, I don't expect that either. Jerry, after this next Tuesday, you can start seeing about as far as free agency, who's going to, you know, who's getting tagged and maybe some guys they'll be looking at that aren't going to be available, you
right,
know?
Right, right, right.
And, you know, we'll take it from there. You know what I mean? So it's going to be pretty, pretty wild, dude. We talked about it last week. The quarterbacks, free agents quarterbacks out there is going to be pretty. I know Breeze said he's coming back today, right? So he.
Yeah, so which is good for Eli because he'll probably be a first ballot Hall of Famer. And I'm not kidding. I think if it's going to be basically one quarterback eligible, right? And not one, but he'll stand above the rest now.
Yeah. There's going to be nobody else now, right? Unless all of a sudden Ben retired, which he's not.
Yeah, like, know? I mean, otherwise, like, guys like Jim Plunkett and, you know.
Yeah, he's coming back, yeah.
Yeah, guys that are on the edge that will get in, but they'll be veteran votes or.
Right.
Yeah, so I was kind of happy for Eli when I saw that. See that, Ben and Lisa? I was happy for Eli when I saw that. So there you go.
Right, at least he'll be happy about that.
Yeah. So we can do our buffoon crew voyage in 5 years.
Right. So, you know what, Jerry? We'll do. You know, maybe we should do the pod next Wednesday next week. Just let the day sit in for who gets franchised. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
We could talk about that. And then we could really start focusing on some free agents, you know, some edge guys.
Yeah.
Some inside linebackers, you know, a linebackers, even, you know, safeties, Jerry, you know, even corners, slot guys. There's a couple of slot guys that I got my eye on free agency. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing over here, you know.
Yep.
So let's see who gets tagged and all that. And then we could focus on free agency next week, bud. You know what I mean? Now you could actually say, okay, this guy's – because we could talk about a Bud Dupree right now at the Steelers, right?
Right.
But guess what? We're talking out of our blowhole if the guy gets franchised next week.
Right, right. Yeah.
I'll sound like a tomato going on about Bud Dupree for 2 weeks, and the guy gets franchised, and they tell me, I stick it up. You know what, Chris? You can't talk about him now, ass.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So we'll wait to two next week. We'll do it, and we could really start focusing on these guys that are out there. Dude.
Well, we think what Shaq Barrett's going to be the one if they can't work something out.
Get tagged,
yeah.
You know, but Jerry, you don't know. Yeah. You know, you don't know, dude.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of teams talk like, oh, we'll tag this guy. We're not losing this guy. You know, let's see. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's see. But you know, I know Bruce Arians has come out and said, hey, we got to get a defense down here. So. It would shock me to see him on the market, but you never know. We'll find out next week, dude, you know?
Yep. All right, dude. 83 questions. 83 questions to the tweet today. Pretty ridiculous. You want to touch on anything else before we get to the questions, or are you good?
I'm trying to think if anything else came up. Leonard Williams, it's just, you know, same thing. You know, we'll see what happens with Leonard.
And by the way, someone said that we were throwing around $17 million for Williams. We never said $17 million, did we?
No, he said 15. He was, yeah. Listen, there's people out there. Oh, no, Williams denied it on Instagram. He denied it after his agent, somebody leaked it out of his camp two weeks ago.
Yeah, but we weren't saying 17. We were saying 15. We were saying, and you and I were saying it was, you know, probably 12 or 13 is what it's going to really take.
Yeah, yeah, I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, no, I don't know where that came from. Williams denied that. Well, somebody from his camp, probably his agent, leaked it out a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And if he wants to backtrack on it, that's him now.
Yeah.
But that didn't come out of thin air 3 weeks ago about what he was looking for, okay?
Right.
That's the way this works, folks. I'm not going to start going back and forth with people on Twitter. I just like, okay, whatever, you know, whatever. But that's how this works. Agents love doing that. Okay, and then a player might say, oh, no, I never said that. You know what I mean? But it came from somebody in Williams' camp. No writer just came up with that and said, you know what? Let's just throw this out there. Oh, yeah, Williams is asking for 15 million. No, it came from somebody. This is what happens this time of year, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to go tit-tat for people on Twitter saying, you know, oh, you know what you're talking about. Please, whatever. You know what I mean? But trust me, that came out of Williams' camp, okay? Yeah. He could deny it all he wants. Now he's, you know, denying, okay, that's all part of the game. But that did come out. That was reported like 3 weeks ago that that's what he was looking for the initial, you know, negotiations. That's the way it works, right?
Right.
It was out there, and we'll see what happens with him. Hope he comes back, Jerry, you know, just not at a certain, you know, price.
For the right price. Right, I agree.
Now, just quickly on Lennon Williams, I saw he reached out to Richard Seymour.
Yeah.
Working on things, mm-hmm. Which is great. You know, Seymour was a hell of a player, but I don't quite get it. I mean, it's 5 years in the league. All right, you could help improve your game, but
it's, like it's the optics of it. Just trying to look good.
It's a free, yeah. I mean, you know, look at me. I'm going to get 12 sacks this year. I'm working with Richard Seymour. It's not really going to, you know, I thought it was good, whatever, but to me, it was a little bit like you just said, a little bit of the optics, free agency, and all that, you know. So
I was gonna say, if we sign him and then we draft a defender in the first round, and he tweets, "Hey, looking forward to no more double teams," I'm gonna puke.
Yeah, because Leonard Williams got doubled sometimes, and a lot of times he didn't.
Right.
And I specifically, when I used to watch the games over on a Monday morning. After Sunday's Giant game, I used to specifically focus in on him a lot.
Yeah.
And he got doubled sometimes, and a lot of times, Jerry, he didn't.
Yeah.
So cut the crap with that.
Good stuff, yeah. Buddy.
So, all right, let's do some questions, whatever you want to do.
All right, buddy. Always, he must do this first. He somehow ends up at the top of our list all the time. Rich Tracchio. Lots of talk about trading back because of need for quarterbacks. How many legitimate first-round worthy quarterbacks are actually coming out versus teams in need? Are there enough quarterbacks to go around for teams in need to make a trade worth it? That's a good question. So the first round, it's what? It's Burrow who's going first. Mm. Tua, yeah. Fromm, and Herbert. And I don't know if...
What about Fromm, man? He might be low. I don't know what the hell's going on with that kid, but go ahead.
He's just... You know what? You're right. He's just someone I think at the combine he's going to rise.
Yeah, if he has a real good combine, yeah, that's going to be – you know what? This is an example, Jerry, of a combine is going to be pretty big for a kid.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, yeah, I think, you know, the quarterback needy teams, I think there's a lot of them. It depends on what they do in free agency, right? Like where Stafford – if the Detroit Lions are really going to trade Stafford or, you know, I don't think they can cut him because it's a huge cap hit, but if they do, I have no idea what their cap situation – where does he go? Is Tom Brady really not going back to the Patriots? You know,
is he in Oakland?
Right. You know, is Derek Carr going to get traded? Is what's going on with Dak? He's probably staying put. But, you know, those things got to play out. So the quarterback needy teams right now are the ones picking pretty much right behind us, right? There's Miami. There's the Chargers, like we said. Carolina, maybe. We don't know what's going on with Cam Newton. The Raiders, maybe. So there's a – I think
– Indy?
Indianapolis. That's another one. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah. Yep.
So there's a lot, guys.
Yeah. Now, is there enough out there? Well, the three, I guess, surefires are going to be, you know, Burrow, Tua, and Herbert, right?
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody? I guess Fromm, we're going to have to see with
There's
him.
Another kid that's rising. I forget where he plays. Oh,
yeah. The kid from Utah. Turner Love. So what the heck's his name?
Forget.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Jordan Love? Is that the kid I'm missing?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. He's rising. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people like him, man. So. We'll see, dude. You know, we'll see. But there's three, you know, three or four going to be coming out, man.
Javier Burgos, Chris or Jerry, have you ever rolled your eyes when your co-host says something you don't agree with on the Insiders podcast? Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Rolled my eyes? No. If I rolled my eyes, I wouldn't do this anymore. Chris doesn't make me roll my eyes. No.
I don't roll my eyes. No.
No, I've disagreed.
If there's something we don't agree with, just say, oh, Jerry, you know what? I'm thinking about that. That's all.
Yeah, we laugh. I mean, like, you know, I'll talk about the Rangers. He talks about the Sox. But no, never roll my eyes. No. Brian Reddy. We kind of answered that. But I don't know if Chris, what do you – I'm going to ask you because you kind of know where I stand. From Brian Reddy, trade back or not, the Giants are on the clock. There's Simmons, there's the tackles. All of the tackles are available. Thomas Wills, were at Wills, that was the other guy. Werfs and Benton. Who are you taking, Chris? Hashtag buffoon crew.
I got to be honest with you, man. I want somebody on defense, an impact kid.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know?
Yep.
It's a tough call because we need an upgrade offensive line, but I'm sick and tired, folks, of the defense giving up leads in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I'm sick and tired of not having a guy out there that an offense has to account for, you know?
Yeah.
Jerry, where they look at the film and say, okay, we need to know where this guy's, you know, number say, argument say 54 is today.
Right.
We have to account for him. You know what I mean?
Right.
We don't have that, Jerry.
Right.
Nobody's saying we have to account for BJ Hill. And I'm not making fun of BJ. You know, I'm just saying, but nobody, you know, I'm not making fun. Nobody's saying they have to account for Lorenzo Carter. We need somebody that the offensive coordinator says, okay, we need to know where this dude is every play.
Yeah.
You know, and Simmons has that potential, Jerry.
Yep.
Especially because he could line up all over the damn place, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking right now, dude.
He's like a better version of Jabril Peppers when he came out, right? He can line up at a ton of different spots.
Yeah, much better version.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, he reminds you a lot of, you know, the kid from Buffalo, Tremaine Edmonds, who was like a safety in college, plays linebacker for Buffalo. He's a tackle machine. He'll put a hat on you. He's 250, slightly heavy. He's 250 like that. But he's got like that type of mentality. You look at him and go, wow, this dude could play safety too, you know?
Yeah.
That's what Simmons is like, you know?
Yeah.
But when you play the Buffalo Bills, that's what you see. You see Tremaine Edmonds all over the damn field.
Yeah, right.
We need that, Jerry.
Yep.
Sorry, I didn't mean to get pistol animated, but I'm just saying.
No,
you know?
It pumps me up. You're making a very good case for drafting Simmons, pal.
But don't get me wrong. I am not here saying, hey, you got to go defense. Gettleman's a buffoon if he doesn't go. If he drafts a big tackle, God bless him. We need that, Jerry. We need that. I understand that.
Right.
All I'm saying is I'm sick and tired of his 25th, 26th ranked, 24th ranked defense with nobody on the defensive side that's an impact kid.
But there's also the case, and I didn't think about this before. I thought about it this morning driving. If we sign Conklin, and then right. We draft Andrew Thomas, say, he's going to sit, right? I mean, are we going to sit Nate Solder making $13 million? Probably not.
Well, Jerry, probably not unless he's horrible. I don't think this judge is going to mess around with that crap.
Right.
But your point is that he's not going to be playing right away. That's
right,
your point.
Right. So that lends itself to what you're saying. Like maybe Simmons, let's just not overthink this and take Simmons. So.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Jerry, listen to me. You know, I talk about this all the time. Impact.
Yep.
Even the Chiefs, dude, who finished 24th, whatever the hell they finished, they're Super Bowl champions. But guess what, Jerry? They had two guys on defense that you had to account for, Chris Jones and, of course, the Honey Badger.
Yeah.
When you line up, when you go up to the line of scrimmage, you had to say, all right, where the hell's the Honey Badger? Where's 32?
Right.
Where's Chris Jones? Like, we got to block Chris Jones, and this guy's going to destroy us. We don't have that, dude.
Right.
We have to get that. You understand?
Yeah.
I know I get fired up talking about defense and all that crap, you know, but I'm just saying, dude, there's a possible kid out there, and this Simmons kid, right?
Yep.
That so many people think, hey, Chris, there you go, my man. There's the type of guy you're looking for. He's right there. That's all I'm saying, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It really is. I'm fascinated to see how they go because – how high do they have Simmons ranked? That the Giants have not taken a linebacker in the first round since your boy in 84. But do they have him ranked?
Banks loves this kid,
right.
Jerry.
Yep.
Loves Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
You know, he thinks he should be a top five pick.
Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure, dude.
Yeah.
And Banks always brings up a good point. In today's NFL, you got to cover.
Yeah.
This kid covers, Jerry.
Yep.
He covers guys. You know what I mean?
Yep.
What more can you ask for? We have another guy to cover a running back or a tight end since Banks.
Right. The Banks was the last one.
I'm sorry, dude. Go ahead.
No, you're great. Keep going, man. Rob Cosis, how much attention do you guys pay to the combine results? How much will you watch and what specific positions? Because it definitely raises players' stock. Example, definitely. Barkley.
Yep. Jerry, you want me to go first or you want to go ahead. First? All right. the combine, here's a few things I look for. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the 4.0 speed time.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. I look for that, and the Giants need an offensive lineman, and they might go offensive lineman first. So I have to be honest with you. What I do look for out of these top kids that are coming out, offensive tackles, how strong they are.
Bench press.
I do look for that.
Yeah.
You know, I you know, if a kid to me is a top prospect playing tackle and he's benching 225 eight times, that's alarming to me, Jerry.
Right.
I could be wrong. I can't say the kid. I'm not going to say the kid.
I believe it was Demontre Moore who was terrible at the bench press.
The defensive end?
I think so. Yeah.
You're right. But I'm looking at as a kid, you know, playing tackle, offensive tackle, and I want that kid, you know, if he's benching, you know, 10 times, to me, that's like, oh, crap, this kid isn't strong enough in the upper body yet, you know? And that's, listen, he might turn out to be phenomenal, don't get me wrong, but you're asking what I look for. I look, you know, the running around the cones and all that crap, that don't mean nothing to me. I look for the 4.0 speed, obviously, in the secondary guys, right?
Yeah.
And even linebackers, right? What these guys are running. Especially linebackers now. Linebackers in second, you want to see what they're running. And I look for an offensive lineman. I look to see how strong they are, Jerry. As far as running the 4.0, an offensive lineman, I could give a crap less. As far as how fast they do around these cones, eight cones, whatever the hell they do.
I'm not into the shuttle run at all.
Go ahead, dude. I don't know what you look for, but go ahead.
No, same. 40 and the bench press. And I just looked it up. Demontre Moore raised a significant red flag on the bench press when he managed just 12 reps. That was the lowest among the 37 defensive linemen. So there's weird things I remember about the Giants. That was one when he came out and they said, yeah, he should have been a first round pick, but he's not, doesn't have it all upstairs, and he's not a hard worker. And then I think before Chris Bisignano was writing for the beat writer for the Giant Insider, I believe he was not heckling him on the sidelines, but getting, you know, talking to him.
Oh, I just kind of, I know you remember that.
I do.
He wasn't happy with me more if I said, I told him to pick it up a little bit. You're lazy.
You're lazy. Pick it up.
Now if I do that, they'll throw my credentials in a ribbon and throw me out of the stadium.
Yeah, but you know what? You were right. So there you have it. Sal, New York. The Giants could be losing up to four team captains this season. Who do you see stepping into the leadership role?
What?
The Giants could be losing up to four team captains. So Diassi, Eli.
There's not that many captains. We're talking about 14 captains.
Four team captains.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jerry. 14. I thought the guy was losing it. 14. I was like, well, I'm sorry. Who are we going to see captains? Oh, I don't know. I guess
Barkley would have to be one.
Barkley, definitely one of them. I guess you could make a Zeitler one.
Whoever they draft in the first round at defense.
Isaiah Simmons one. No, I'm only kidding. You know what, Jerry? I tell you what right now, dude. You ready?
Yeah.
Look for this kid next year, Jabril Peppers.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. And Mike Thomas will be special teams if they re-sign him again. So,
well, no question, it'll be Thomas if they do bring him back.
Yeah,
yep.
Marlon, good question here. Listen to the podcast. Who will finish second in the NFC East behind the Giants, Chris?
Who will finish what, Jared?
Second in the NFC East next year behind the Giants.
Oh, that guy's going.
He listens to the podcast. You said they're winning the division.
So, who finished that? You know what? I hate to admit it, dude, but McCarthy and the Cowboys mix kind of scares me. I'll go with Dallas.
That's fine. Means the Eagles are finished third or fourth. I'll be ecstatic with that one. Yes, Derek, we do believe the redheaded clapper will get the ball more to 26. Here's a good one. I like these scenario ones. They're my favorite kind of questions. Booker Daniels. Good question. Which draft and free agency scenario would you prefer? A, the Giants stay at 4, draft Willis and sign either a Slay or Jones for corner, or B, the Giants trade back with the Raiders, 18 and 22, and land Littleton in free agency. No, it wouldn't be 18. It would be 12 and 19.
That's funny. You were just talking about that, too.
Yeah. For me, it's easy. I would, if it's drafting Willis and signing either Slay or Jones...
Well, Slay's not a free agent.
Right.
I made trading
for him.
Yeah.
Or say
Byron Jones is a free agent, though, but go ahead.
Right. So Willis or Jones, or trade back, sign your boy Littleton, and have the 12th and 19th pick. I'd rather do the second.
The 12th and 19th is sign Littleton?
Yeah. over.
I would probably go with that one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. JS at JS Stressless. Good question. If you could take any linebacker within our division to play for the Giants, who would you take and why do you think he fits with us? Thanks, guys. Hashtag Buffoon Crew Montreal chapter. Good stuff.
That is a no-brainer for me, dude.
Jalen Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Foley. You know where I was going with that one, right?
Yeah, well, that's an easy one, though. Van Der Esch is good, but I go Jalen Smith as well.
Hey, Jerry, you know, I hate to say it, but Van Der Esch, you don't know what's going to happen with that kid.
I know, right.
With that neck.
Isn't that amazing? Jalen Smith was the one who had the horrific knee injury, and now it's that kid who you don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, but to me, the answer to that question, that's a no-brainer, Jalen Smith.
Here's a good one from, I always butcher his name, let's just say, at the Patel, the Patel's USA. What's your take on Logan Ryan or Ross Cockrell for cornerback position? They are veteran guys and had a good year last year.
I tell you what, I love talking to football guys,
right?
Football fans that actually watch the game.
Yeah, this kid does, man. This kid's legit.
I tell you what, who's this kid?
At the Patel's USA. It's his first name all the time. I don't want to do it. Abhijit Patel. I'm sorry.
Abhijit Patel. Well, let me tell you something, Abhijit. That's a great observation on Ross Cockrell, okay? Because he played well for Carolina last year. He was on the Giants. Do you remember, Jerry?
I don't want to say anything, but 2 years ago I said re-sign him.
Yeah, you were one of the guys saying you should bring this kid back.
Yep.
Remember?
Liked him.
Right. And, of course, another unbelievable personnel move by Sharma and Gettleman. They let the kid walk, right?
Yep.
Now, that kid, see, this kid watches every game. I could tell this kid watches all the teams because not many people are going to talk about Ross Cockrell, but he's right.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not I want to bring him over, I don't know about that. But I tell you what, if they did bring him back, I would not be upset because he played pretty good for Carolina. Now, a lot of people on Twitter have asked about Logan Ryan. I think somebody even specifically asked me a couple of days ago, hey, Chris, do you like Logan Ryan? If I remember right, right?
Yep.
Okay, now, I'm not a big Logan Ryan guy. He gave up 7 touchdowns last year. His yak yardage was ridiculous. His completion percentage was like 68% on him. To me, he was a Belichick system guy. Belichick made him a really good player. I wasn't crazy about him in Tennessee. I would not want him with the Giants for a high price tag in free agency. I really wouldn't, but that's just me, dude.
Yeah.
And he got toasted in the play. I'm not a big Logan Ryan guy. To me, Logan Ryan was a New England Belichick's guy that he, like, you know how Bill does it all the time with these guys, right? He makes them so much better, right?
Yep.
And then he leave, and it's like, you look at him. So, but I tell you what, the Cockrell kid, he played well for Carolina. That's a good, very good point by that guy. I can't pronounce his name. I'm sorry.
I blow it too every time, yeah. I think. And he's corrected me. He's like, hey, here's how you say my name. And I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I liked Cockrell when he was here, man. I got to find the article where I said, bring him back.
He played pretty well, man. Yeah, I thought he was all right. He was an old Steeler, too, you know?
Yep.
So
we traded for him.
Yes.
I think we traded a 6th or 7th rounder for him.
Yeah.
GPA 15 answered it. Love the scenario. Would definitely do that. Giants Devils. I don't know, buddy. I don't know about that one.
Giants Devils?
Yeah, he's a Giants Devils fan, apparently. Like you.
Oh, like me, yeah.
And he's asking about, rumor has it the Dolphins are enamored with Herbert and Tua. Is it possible the leaks coming from the Giants? Anything's possible, but I have no idea, pal. Here you go, Chris. Here's a personal question. Can you describe what it was like the day you found out you were an official Giants beat writer? How does it feel to be a diehard fan of the team you cover? From Joey Z at Molten Centra 81.
It was the best, my man. Who asked this, Joey?
Joey Z.
Listen, years ago when Jerry said, hey, yo, Chris, you want to cover these guys? You got the credential. It's all you. I was like, wow. I was like, right, Jerry? I was like, wait a minute, what? And you're like, Chris, it's all you. Go to the locker room, do your thing.
Yep.
And I was like, wow.
Little did I know you'd become a counselor for these guys and a motivational speaker. I don't know about that.
But no, Joey, it's great. That's all I could say. It's great. And I owe Jerry Foley big time for handing me the credential years ago and say, Chris, do your thing. I have confidence in you. And it's great, Joey. That's all I can say. It's really good.
Good stuff. It's been one of the best decisions I ever made here.
So, ah, Thank you, dude. Oh,
this is getting corny. We're gonna start kissing and hugging soon. I don't know. I don't roll my eyes. You're awesome. Blah blah blah. Good stuff, man. Dan Houseman, always a good question. Given his pedigree, could you see the Giants taking a flyer on Danny Amendola as a lower tier signing?
No, we don't need another slot guy, dude.
Right.
We got enough slot guys. We don't need another one.
Yeah. Patty F.
Quickly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Quickly. That's the one guy I was thinking about. People have mentioned him. I don't see it happening at all. Golden Tate?
Yeah, getting cut. No way.
No way. Me too. I agree with you.
He's a playmaker.
I like him.
Yeah. I mean, not because he's a Golden Domer. He's a playmaker.
He did some things for us last year, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So I don't see him going anywhere. Go ahead.
All right. Now, Ryan Jacobs is throwing a crap ton of names at you. I'm going to read them to you. What do you think? I'll just go one by one. Aqib Talib.
Oh, please, no.
Josh Norman. Come on, Ryan. I should eliminate this question right off the bat. Kay Drake.
The running back?
I guess.
No, we're going to do it him.
Oh. Clinton Dix.
Haha, Clinton Dix? Yeah. Nah.
Devin McCourty.
Not a bad veteran I have back there for a few years.
All right. Ryan, you're lucky we continued after Josh Norman, buddy. Love you. Good stuff. Patty F. Hey, guys, when do you think the Giants signed Tom Brady? Haha, very funny, Patty. Let's see. Here we go. Anthony Delmonico. Are Tom Coughlin and Eli Manning both going to be Hall of Fame eligible 5 years from now? Or do Coughlin's 3 years in Jacksonville's front office not delay his eligibility? I know the answer to this one, Anthony. Tom Coughlin will be ready in 3 years. How about that? Because that's when coaches are eligible, 3 years later. Boom. As long as they're 70 years old. And I think there Coughlin's, I don't know, Coughlin's 75. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Do you think, good question from Dylan Rivera, do you think it's possible Gettleman gets aggressive if the Skins trade out and Chase Young is sitting there at three with Detroit?
Well, no. I think Detroit would jump on him.
Yeah. I don't know because then it means Detroit's going to take a quarterback if they trade back one. Oh, I'm sorry. If Stafford's gone. No, I don't know. That's a
Jerry, personal thing. I'm getting the feeling that you have a better chance of seeing the Devils win the Stanley Cup this year in Washington. Not taking Chase Young.
I know. I just think everybody's hoping for it, and they're trying to, speak it into existence.
Yeah. Oh, what if Washington looks at folks, I hate to say it, but I don't think there's any way Washington is not drafting him.
I can't believe Lisa, who, if we had a Mount Rushmore of followers, she's on it. Right?
Right.
Lisa's legit.
And she's from Staten Island.
I mean, my God, there's so many good qualities about her. So here's her question. If Tom Brady wanted to come to the Giants, do you take him or say no?
Well, Lisa, all I could say is it seems like you might be dipping into a little bit of the Staten Island marijuana. You might want to stop it because that is not like a question from you, right?
Well, she says, believe it or not, I stick with Daniel and want to keep moving forward. Yeah, Lisa. Yes.
Yeah.
That's where we're okay. We're good. You're back on Mount Rushmore. We're okay. Okay. Name is awesome. Biggs the Top Shotta at Invisible something or other. With the draft fast approaching, what would be the furthest you trade back in round one, Jerry or Chris?
We know your answer to that.
Seventh is the furthest back. Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Hashtag the Front Crew. Thanks, buddy. Yeah, I would go to 12 as long as 19 comes with it. Yes. But 19's got to come with it. I need in the teens, baby. I would go back to 12 because of all the guys I like. I 12, 19 in the third rounder is fair to me. So that's as far back. If it's one pick, if it's like back in a third, then, you know, I got to see how it plays out. Like it depends how much they like Simmons. I like about seven or eight guys. I would go back to seven as long as I got that third round pick that we should have never traded away. So how about that? There you go.
Right.
Let's see. Tons of good questions here, man. Looking at the inside from Murph at One Murph Blue. Oh, by the way, definitely not a cop, I believe, is a police officer, the way he responded the other night, because he said it's something like an inside joke or something. So I think it's an inside joke. Definitely not a cop, that guy.
Oh, he did say? I didn't know he responded.
He responded. I got to look for it. He tweeted like, I think it's like an inside joke or something. So.
Okay.
Actually, he has a question here. I'm going to read Murph's first. Murph at one Murph Blue, looking at the inside linebacker market for agency. Which guy do you prefer to sign, if any? Blake Martinez, Corey Littleton, Joe Schobert. That's the guy from Cleveland. So you want Littleton or Schobert?
Littleton.
Okay.
Littleton's better against the, I'm not crazy about Schobert against the run. I like Schobert, but Littleton gets the quarterback at 140 to Littleton because he covers guys Littleton too.
Yeah.
Schobert is not good in coverage. He's mediocre at
so
best.
If Connolly comes Littleton. Back and we sign Littleton.
There you go.
And then we bring in Isaiah Simmons at there you four. Go. Simmons on the outside then.
Yeah, there you go. You could do. You know, there's gonna be a lot of 4-3, a lot of 3-4.
A lot of interchangeable,
you know?
Right? Yeah,
he's interchangeable. Yeah. You know, Connolly. You know, he doesn't. Let's see. You know, we're not gonna. You know, we're not gonna pass up on Simmons. They're gonna go defense.
Yeah. Here it is. Definitely not a cop at RJ Mills 12. Who was a player that when they drafted him, you were the most pumped for, but they were wildly disappointing? For him, it's Clint Sintem. That's a good one. Mine's easy. I say it all the time. I loved Ron Dane. And I was incredibly disappointed. Yeah.
Wow. I never did remember. Wow.
I mean, I could also say Will Anderson.
Was Ron Dane was the number one pick, right?
Yeah, in 2000.
Yeah, he was a disappointment. Yeah.
Yeah, because they passed on Sean Alexander.
Well, I could go recent. Eric Flowers. I mean.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't psyched for him.
This guy's like, you know, according to Tom Coughlin, he was a borderline Hall of Fame already at tackle.
He said he was a battleship, right?
Yeah, I mean, I expected this mammoth kid that's going to wipe people out, and we know what we got.
Will Allen was another one I was pumped for, and he was terrible. He had feet for hands. He couldn't catch anything.
Yeah, he dropped so many picks, remember?
Oh, wow. God, he was awful. Yeah. So, yeah, I guess those two, bud.
I would like to see Kenny Phillips, Jerry, if he didn't have that knee injury, man.
I know. He was so good his first year.
Yep, he was really good, man.
And he was good his second year. At the beginning, remember the pick off of Witten's ankle when it kicked it up? And it would have been a touchdown if the ref saw it, but they just ruled the ball down. I think it was the opening game. Phillips was all over the field, and we're like, wow, this kid's good. And then he had that degenerative condition.
He had that degenerative knee. Yeah, what a shame.
Awful. Here's a good one from Mike at Mike_New York. Would you rather sign Marcus Golden 3 years for $45 million or Yannick Ngoku, I think I've said that right, 5 years, $100 million? That's easy for me.
5 years, $25 million. Golden.
5 years, $100 million, or 3 years, $45 million.
I'll go Golden, $340 million.
Yeah, I agree. That's an easy one. Yep. Let's see. Let's go a couple more, then we'll finish up. Trade back. We don't know. No, I'm not going into that. What identity? I have no idea. Sorry, man. I should have looked at these before. There were some earlier that I saw. I'm like, that's a good question. And then I friggin' forget them. Oh, someone messaged us and asked a question, and I think I lost it. Oh, yeah, here's one. John Beck at John35Beck. It's related to another question. He asked, John is Brett Bielema buffoon of the week. How do you guys feel about Bielema interviewing for collegiate openings after being signed to the coaching staff?
I don't have a problem with it. It's a promotion. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I guess.
People, why are we acting like the Giants can't go on next year if Brett Bielema leaves? I mean,
yeah,
an outside linebacker coach. We'll get somebody else.
License plate guy was saying it too, like, get him out of here. And I'm like, I mean, I don't fault a guy for going for a head coaching position. I don't know.
No, that's like Andy Reid being mad at Eric Bieniemy because he's being considered for the Colorado job.
I guess it's because he won't stop interviewing. Like, he's interviewing for a bunch of them. I don't know. I can't stop a guy from wanting to succeed in life.
Yeah, if it's a promotion, then usually your head coach is like, okay, go ahead, you know? You know what I mean? I mean, why are we acting like, you know, I've seen this around social media too with other beat writers about – oh, Brett Bielema might be like, I got to be honest with you. Who cares? Okay, if he gets the head coaching job in wherever, Colorado, God bless him. Why? Are we going to go from the first-ranked defense to 30th now because Brett Bielema's? What are we talking about here? It's Brett Bielema, okay. Yeah. He's an outside linebacker coach.
Right.
Oh, my God. Okay, whatever. God bless you, Brett. Take care.
Palermo Flooring asked the question. We kind of answered it already, but – it's funny. It's his business. Palermo Flooring. Sand and refinishing install. Come and check out the showroom at 4128 Sunrise Highway, Oakdale, New York. Let's see.
What the hell's Oakdale, New York?
Is that Long Island? Absolutely no idea.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Two more. Hunt for Five. Good name. At G-Men Pride 4. If you could take back one organizational decision since the Jerry Reese fluke spending spree playoff season, what would it be? Oh, it's kind of easy for me. I wouldn't have hired Pat Shermer. it went so terribly.
Yeah. No, I think he's talking about from while Jerry Reese was there.
He's saying if you could take back one organizational decision since the Jerry Reese.
Organizational decision.
McAdoo. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Probably McAdoo. Shermer,
whatever.
Probably McAdoo.
All right, let's do one more. Here we go. Old school Giants at Giants _ old school. Who is the free agent you would least like to see us sign? Yeah, that's a good question. Based on money, based on talent, you know.
Oh, no. I gotta look through his list.
I'd say Josh Norman.
Oh, yeah. No,
I mean, Josh Norman, I'm aggravated. I'm like, oh, my God, why? You stink, and you're a jerk.
And the chances of Josh Norman signing with Dave Gettleman is that you might as well have – you got a better chance of having coffee with Jesus tonight.
Oh, you know what? Happened. You know what? One more because I just remembered it, but I can't. He asked it yesterday. I don't know the guy's name. The name didn't stick with me, but here's one. On current day Giants, if you could bring back either Jason Sehorn in his prime or Jesse Armstead in his prime, bring back?
Jesse Armstead. We need a linebacker.
Wow. Not even a thought. That's so funny.
Nah, listen, Sehorn was pretty good too, man. So, I don't know.
Sehorn was ridiculous for like 96, 97 until he blew his knee.
Yeah, he was.
Like top but Armstead five.
Armstead was good too, dude. But like you said, Sehorn was like top five back then. So yeah, probably Sehorn.
Love Armstead. Yeah. I don't know. I'd flip a coin. That's how desperate we are, guys. We need defensive help. I'd flip a coin between those two. So
yeah, right, exactly. Can't go wrong, either one.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
No, so you know what, dude?
Yeah.
What do you think? Do you like that idea, or were you rolling your eyes when I said let's do it next Wednesday?
Never roll my eyes. Wednesday's perfect.
Yeah, let the free agency kick in the tags, and then we'll start seeing what's out there. We can get into it more, you know?
Yeah.
What's today's date? The 18th? Today the 18th? Yeah, we're exactly 1 month away from the league, new year, and free agency, Jerry. So.
Yeah, by the way, how does Greg Olsen agree to a deal with the Seahawks already? Because he was cut already?
Yeah, he was cut.
Okay. I guess so, that you can do that, because that's another thing, right? These guys aren't cut, and they can't sign anywhere else yet. So, okay, that makes sense. But I saw that. I was, like, confused. I'm like,
no, he's not a free agent.
I forgot he was cut.
He was cut.
That's right. Okay.
That's like Josh Norman, like you just mentioned, although we're just joking around. But the Giants could sign him tomorrow if they wanted to. You know?
I'm good. Trying to cut back. No way.
But I kind of figured it didn't surprise you playing Russell Wilson, right? I mean, you know, so.
Yeah.
I it was pretty funny, Jerry. I thought Olsen for sure was going to retire because I know he wants to go to the booth, you know? Yeah,
he was good too.
Good. And he it's funny, right? No, I want to come back. I want to play again. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
So he'll help out Seattle then. He can still play, man. So he'll help Seattle out, you know?
All right, guys. We print Sunday night. It's the free agency issue. Chris wrote a beautiful piece on Eli Manning. I'm not kidding. It was awesome. I'm reading it and I'm like, man, this is tough to get through. I'm not even kidding. It was an awesome job by you. I'm like, man, I feel like Lisa reading this.
Lisa reads.
Oh, my God, Lisa. You may cut it out and laminate it and put it on your wall. But, yeah.
She's Italian from Brooklyn, so she's a Sinatra fan, I'm sure. So she'll get the connection there.
Yes, yes, even though he was from Hoboken. Sorry.
Right? I just said he was from Brooklyn, Sasha. I just said, you know, with the Italians and
– Right.
Italians back in Brooklyn back in the day, you know, Sinatra was like, you know, big, you know.
No, I know.
Stop being so technical.
Gotta give Jersey credit. All right. Anything else, pal?
No, that's it, man. We'll see everybody next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
We'll roll, you know.
All right, everybody, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. Download The Giant Insider app from the App Store. Like I said, we print Sunday night. It's going to be a great issue. Jam-packed free agency stuff, guys. Anything else, pal?
Nope, that's it, man.
All right, everybody, remember, Sundays are Giant Days. Take care, everyone.
Bye-bye, everybody.